It's your Max Doom Show, day early this week, Thursday, 1st August 2019. And in this one, we'll be looking very briefly at some Everton crap, but mainly a day trip to Old Lewisham Town in southeast London, which, so those who don't know it, it is the jewel of the area, sitting approximately 6 miles southeast of Charing Cross, 4.5 miles from the borough. It's a major transport hub, and they've fucked the roundabout up in a way that is both astonishing and applaudable, or worthy of applause, whatever the word for that is. Well, it isn't a roundabout, anyway, it doesn't matter, you're never going to drive it, and nor am I, and I live in the area, and it's the one thing stopping me returning to my first love, which was Lee High Road Lidl. Because the only way for me to get there is to go across this thing, and frankly, I'm not prepared to do it. You'd be familiar with Lidl, but what particularly holds my heart from this one is they had a sack the size, it must have been 12 foot high, it wasn't 12 foot high, it's probably about 6 foot high, 4 foot wide and 2 foot deep, full of monkey nuts, and you had little bags there and a shovel, and you just piled, and anyway, so that, yeah, so you got that to look forward to. Max Doom, Max, that's what I was going to say, somebody asked me about the name Max Doom, well obviously it's my real name, but also, it sounds like the sort of cat the triads would want to take out, and I don't mean for a nice meal on a show, I mean to kill. Ah, Mr. Doom, now you will die, and then Max Doom's all, not so fast, Giuseppe. That's two racial slurs, and we're not even 3 minutes in. But it's a good time to get your racism in at the moment, because people seem to be distracted by gender and gender politics, which is always interesting, especially in it seems to be a fair discussion in the world of sport. You got your men and your women. You got your trans, you got, I think it's pansexual something, or is that something to do with having sex? I can't remember, some pop star has done that one. I think she might have invented it while I was in the toilet. Some of the stuff about athletics and sport in general, and you're kind of, you know it's going well when the argument comes down to which running races trans people should be allowed in. I don't know is the answer, but it's made me think of the, there'd be different, I guess there'd be different grades, no, I'm getting in too deep here, but it made me think, anyway, this is the joke, of the Paralympics, and the difference, you know, there was some woman who was in that, and I think she'd been in the able-bodied Olympics, oops. So the parallel, well, you get weird matchups. So you get somebody with no feet up against somebody who can't work the remote. That's the joke. Anyway, just briefly on everyone's favourite stadium developers and money burners, Everton. They have sold Gay. I never did quite. Is it Garner? It's something Garner Gay. Idrissa Garner Gay to Paris for 30 million or some shit, I don't know. A good player. You know, how many kids out there pretend to be him? Probably not many, you know. Probably the same kids whose ambition is to have a pension when they're fucking 20 and, you know, not being an accountant, but I can't think of a nerdier job than being an accountant. So, you know, is that kind of solid? He's decent. He only got the ball. He gave it to other players, and they did stuff with it. Peter Reid very modestly said years ago about somebody who was described similarly that he enjoyed quite a career doing that. But Peter Reid, the difference between the two, apart from what he won, was I think Peter Reid had a little bit more going for. He was of an era when midfielders tended to do everything as a matter of course, rather than beat these subsections of the game, so he's a good tackler, he's good, you know, they need to be getting back to, I can't understand why, as the wages have gone up hundredfold, they seem to be allowed to do less of the job. You know, it's like if you got, I don't know, if you got promoted at work and then suddenly said, I'm not answering the phone or something, which I guess some people do. And anyway, so yeah, he's got, see, if he's the best player in the squad, it says more about the bloody squad than the player himself. That's the right way to sell him as well. 29, boom, out. You know what I mean? You can't be hanging on to these people indefinitely. They're pieces of meat. Frankly, he's yet another player in an era where I haven't won anything. So yeah, yes, he'd be missed to a degree, but they've got good money for him. He got his head down and carried on when he could have acted the absolute twat, which a lot of them will do. Anyway, fuck it, he's gone, he's dead to me. Next! And speaking of next, it is some dude from Juventus. What's his name? It's Keane. Moise Keane. I don't care how you really pronounce it, but I shall be singing it to the tune of... Royce Keane by racist poster boy Morrissey, who probably people won't listen to now because he's obviously a fucking idiot, but honestly, so what? Who cares? Half a Person's still my favourite tune, possibly ever. I don't care what he says. But yeah, that's how I'll be singing it, Moise Keane. Or you could sing it to Stonehenge by Spinal Tap. Moise Keane, where a man is a man. You obviously have to work on the lyric a touch. Born free, Moise Keane, but where was the backup? There you go, there's another one. Well, you get the idea. Okay, so let me just consult my encyclopedic notes for this week's hoo-ha. I've done my crap joke about the Paralympics. Feel free to let me know how you felt. The two options were... like when someone, you get someone with no feet up against, the one I used, up against someone with no feet up against someone who can't work the remote. That was one option. That was obviously the one I chose. The other ones were like when you get someone with no feet up, what was it now? Up against, someone who got no feet up against someone who, someone who can't set the video. So that's probably more, that's probably outdated a touch. Someone with no feet up against someone who can't cope with public speaking. The Paralympics, where you get someone with no feet. See, obviously I decided that the no feet thing was the way to go, because I couldn't think of maybe no body would have been a good one. Anyway, so someone with no feet who can't tell east from west. I struggle with that. I always have to count that out, north, east, south, west. I've just done it in a, you know, pointing at the things. And anyway, if you feel free to think your own up. Okay, yeah, so that's it. So, without further ado, a trip into London's sweetest bosom, Lewisham, SE13, to those in the know. Okay, we're off for a trundle down old Lewisham Way. What I like best about Lewisham Way, of all the ways that are part of my daily existence, is the patience and the road manners exhibited on this particular stretch of the Queen's Highway. You'd be hard pressed to find a bigger bunch of absolute fucking cunts than the people who operate their fucking cars and their fucking scooters on this stretch of road. Man alive. You'd, hey, oh, there's somebody nearly getting run over. This is how Lewisham Way sounds. Generally, there'd be more swearing involved in that, but that's pretty representative of the streetscape. Yeah, it's endemic. I think across probably certainly bits of London I see, but I reckon it's the same in the entire country. Yeah, everyone's got to be somewhere dead quick, and I reckon if they end up killing someone, they're not too fussed. And as somebody who also cycles, you know, you're not bothered if I end up dead. I can see the argument there. It's nothing personal, but if I end up dead under your wheels, you've got a big problem there. But nobody seems to have, well, very few people who are driving, certainly around here, they don't seem to have the imagination to think what could happen if I go 60 miles an hour down this single lane carriageway where there's kids and what have you powering. Anyway, fuck them, who cares, you know. Alright, so we're on our way down to sexy Lewisham in old London town to see. I've got the eye people, what do you call the eye people? The optician. I've got to get my contact lens done, contact lens test, because they stagger it so that it keeps expiring out of step with my normal eye test, so I can't just buy the fucking lenses. I have to keep coming in every 2 years. Well, just out of the opticians. Kept me waiting 30 minutes without a word as to what was going on. Somebody came in their slippers for an appointment. They got seen before me. Some absolute horror with kids falling off her came in and made an ill-judged attempt to fit in the seat next to me. She was spilling over all over the place. Then starts up on the WhatsApp with all the sound effects. And the eye test itself lasted 4 seconds. I'm not even convinced this was an optician. I think this was somebody who just wandered in and looked at me and gave me the end and nod. And then, after all of it, they haven't got the lenses in, but I've paid up front because I think subliminally, I could have just took the prescription and took it elsewhere and ordered them online, and then they bring them to my house. But because I'm in there and the way I see it, they're in charge of my eyes. I didn't want to say anything, so I've now paid 50 quid up front for about 30 seconds of eye examination, some yellow dye which is still leaking from my eyes, and I'm going to have to come back here to pick up the lenses in a week. Anyway, on to the stage two of your Maxdoom show whistle stop tour of Lewisham, and it's the Turkish food centre. Oh crap, they knocked it down. I forgot they've knocked it down. I've got to go to the other one, which is the Lewisham food centre, for those who are planning on a pilgrimage. Let's see how we get on. Oh wow, what a haul, what a haul. I am busting. I've got two of them massive bags of crisps. One's bacon and one looks like it's some kind of cheese, and initially I thought they were Wotsits, but big ones, but they're sort of triangle shaped. Oh wow. And because foreign crisps are just best, everyone knows this. And a pack of gherkins, a jar of gherkins, and one of those big massive flatbread things, which is bagged for the environment, I know, but it means all the bits won't go everywhere. £4. Oh wow. Maybe I'll take you for a quick move to the market, but I'm absolutely bursting for a leak because it took so long in the opticians. And I'm starving as well. Again, because it took, well, you get the idea. Some top level swearing going on outside the Wetherspoons. Fucking face, a fucking can't. I tell you, you have a fucking thing, you fucking mag. And some old girl walks past. Is you fucking, you fucking piss me off, you fucking mag. And so on and so forth. Why me, Charlie? It's all go, but you wouldn't want to be anywhere else right now if, like me, you're a fan of arguably London's finest contribution to UK culture, which is people swearing. I'm a fucking big fan of it. Oh yeah. to Percy Engels, purveyors of fine pastry type delights to the gentry. There's another one. So is your fucking bullies a fucking mag? Yes. It's the lads there selling the fruit and veg. No shirts. Oh, baby. Yeah, that'll do as a thing from the Marcus. That's upset me a bit. Okay, and that's your Max Doom show for this week. A day early, as I say. But why is it a day early? I'm not telling it. It's not even important. Next week, back to good old Sexy Friday, the king of the week, nudging you into the weekend. And there may be a Premier League preview. I think Liverpool start the season that Friday night. I don't know who they're playing. Fucking Garston Woodcutters or someone, probably. But probably not. You'll be reading all this shit from people who do it for a living and do a much better job. So we'll probably talk about... there'll be some Sicily stuff because I'm going to Palermo. But I'm not going to tell you when because I don't want you coming around to my house and nicking stuff. Okay, yeah, I think that's it. All right, so that's a lot. Thanks for listening. It's at @max_doom. No, it's not. Every week it is at @the_max_doom, or if you want to join the legions of emails that I haven't been getting, it's maxdoomshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Ta-ta.